Big dreams for Little Leaguers are within reach in Vermont. The Vermont Little League State Tournament takes place this weekend with the competition down to the final four teams. They'll compete in double elimination rounds to vie for the state title and then a berth in the New England Regional Tournament. Now, Vermont is divided into four districts. On Sunday, the Northwest Little League Majors rallied against neighboring St. Albans to pull off a 13-2 win in just four innings, and that's thanks to the Little League Mercy Rule. Quite frankly, there are some major league teams that could probably benefit from that, but I digress. With the victory, Northwest clinched the District 3 championship title. Scott Hakey is a dad from Highgate, and his son Parker is in his first year playing with the All-Stars. But Parker has pitched like a seasoned veteran to this point. He threw 91 pitches for a 1-0 shutout against Browns River last weekend, and Scott Hakey, the dad, has been impressed with the level of play he's seen.
Unbelievable. I've been around baseball for close to 40 years, and I've never seen 2 1-0 shutouts in an All-Star game ever. It's amazing team.
Gavin Nichols has been playing baseball most of his life. The 12-year-old pitcher from Swanton recapped Sunday's district championship win over St. Albans.
The score was 13-2, and the first inning we weren't doing too great because we got down. It was 2-0. And then after that, we just brought our heads up and just started hitting all over. And we had a big rally to start off the game, and then we just kept going and going.
Second baseman Reed Myers is also from Swanton, and he's the coach's son. Myers has played as an All-Star for the last 4 years, and after Sunday's win, he said it felt good to finally win a district title. But he knows the next round of games will be tougher.
I feel pretty good, but we also are playing more tougher teams now because they all won a district, so we have to play harder.
The team plays against District 1 champions Williston, and the first of the double elimination rounds for the state title begins this Saturday in Barrie. The Northwest players know they have a lot of work to do, but they're confident of their ability to work together to achieve their goal. Outfielder Wolfgang Lux is from Swanton.
I think we could really do something if we play our game as a team.
And that something could turn out to be winning the crown as the best Little League team in Vermont.